Okay, here we go. Welcome back to Colliding Conversations. Carrie, what episode number is this?
Okay, I think it's 4.5. So here's what happened. We pre-recorded an episode that was going to be released. It was part of or a continuation of episode 3. And Becca and I went to go rewatch it back. And guys, so we haven't released it. We talked a lot about spiritual warfare. And it just happened again. So our video, nothing has changed. Our platform's the same. Our mic, our everything's the same. All of a sudden, you're rewatching this episode. And it is like our voices are up and down. It makes it really difficult to listen to. And so we're kind of laughing as we introed into this episode. We're just laughing about it because, like, what can we do? This is spiritual warfare. This is what's happening. God is protecting us, but the devil is coming after Beck and I hard because we're clearly touching people. We're clearly putting something out there that people need to hear. And Becca got a lot into detail about things that she has gone through, the generational curses that were on her family. And so we feel strongly that we're going to still release that very botched episode, but we wanted to kind of cover it again. So I'm calling this 4.5. Becca's calling it 3.5, but either way, it's between 3 and 5.
We're somewhere right there is what
we're somewhere there. Yeah. But that was crazy, Becca.
So, I'm just going to pray over us really quick, just because there has been so much warfare around these recordings. I'm just going to put a hedge of protection around us and just invite the Holy Spirit in. One of the things over the last couple of days that the Lord has really been laying on my heart is examples of prayer and what it looks like to place that prayer in front of the things that we do. Right. Because you guys, your prayer is your Wi-Fi. Your prayer is your Bluetooth. Your prayer is how you get plugged in. So then you know what you're wired to. You know what's coming out of you. So one of the things that it is very important to me through these podcasts that we show is that place of prayer. Like, that is where the heart posture stuff happens. So dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we come together in front of you today, and we pray, Father, we turn this recording over to you, that, Father, the things that go forth that have not been scripted, they have not been rehearsed, but it's what you've put on our heart to release to the people that need to hear this, Father. So, Father, we thank you that through these organic conversations, Father, you're changing our perspectives. You're giving us insight on things that maybe we struggled with in the past, and now it's time to move forward from those things and enter 2025 truly liberated from things of the past. We thank you for it. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
One of the things I want to touch on real quick is I feel like we're in a really special week as we end Christmas and go into New Year. So if you guys are listening to these podcasts and you're right there around that New Year's Eve, New Year's Day area, I want to encourage you to think of the things that you don't want to take with you into 2025. Like, what are those things that you know are not to go with you into 2025? I'm going to be doing this here at my house. Tragan doesn't know yet, but he's going to be doing it too. And we're going to write down things that we know are not going into 2025 for us, be it mindsets, be it whatever it is. Like, it could be something small, it could be something big. But my intention is to actually toss those in the fire on New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. and to know that that stuff is now ashes and God is going to turn it into beauty for 2025. But I have to release it. I did not realize when we were discussing the testimony stuff that there's even stuff in my testimony that through the conversation we had that the Lord has started to, okay, now it's time to release this. It's time to release this part. So there's even things that through that little bit of that I shared that the Lord is like, okay, these are the things that you're now writing down and you're not going to carry into 2025 with you.
Isn't that crazy that we think by coming on here and bearing all, sort of, right? That we're not that we're doing this for other people. We're doing this for a multitude of reasons, but it's moments like that where you're not a guarded person, you know, like we're very different in that way, but for you to let folks in to what you've gone through, how it still stirred up something that maybe you didn't realize. Yeah, I guess it's not completely resolved. And I don't know, I'm not an expert here, but like, maybe that's just kind of how trauma works. You get through a piece of it where you can get up the next morning and you move about your day, and then you get the next piece of it forgiven. There's all these levels, I guess, like the onion, it's like peeling the onion back. It happens to us all.
Well, it's back to those layers, right? Like, I'm now at a different season in my life, and I have the mental capacity, the emotional capacity to look at certain things now and go, oh, okay. You know, I was still looking at that maybe wrong. You know, one of the things that I feel the Lord is really wanting for us in this season is to operate completely liberated from something that masked us in the past. And unfortunately, America, like I'm blanketing this as a very wide spirit, so we understand, like, the spirit of lust that has been on our nation. Mm-hmm. Right. I feel like the reason we're seeing so much exposure is because that's actually being stripped off of our nation. Right. So it doesn't surprise me that I would talk about my testimony in a time that that's being stripped off our nation, because that's something that the Lord wants to pull with it, is the pedophilia. Right. Like, that's a huge mm-hmm. part of what is going to be stripped from us. And even that place of, you know, and I know this is a touchy subject, and Carrie, forgive me, but I'm throwing it out there, you know, the LGBT community, like, we're not here to judge them, but we are here to love on them and let them know it's sin. It is sin.
Yeah.
And as believers, we're going to have to stand in those areas and be uncomfortable, but know that we're literally trying to save their life, that we are really in, I would say, more of a life and death soul situation than I've ever seen my whole life.
Yeah, I think I was just thinking today, I have a sweatshirt and it just says Jesus is King, and it's got some stuff on the back of it. And I thought to myself, I see more kids wearing, I didn't go to school with kids who wore Jesus as King. It wasn't quote unquote cool to be a Christian. I have noticed, well, I think we're lucky where my kids grew up. We was a small town, and we did see a little bit of that, you know? But I think now it's on this global stage. I was listening to Charlie Kirk this morning talk about, they were here in Arizona for America Fest, and he was talking about that younger generation. We are seeing them take control in ways that we've never had before, where it is cool. It's culturally acceptable to love Jesus and say you love Jesus. And I don't think we've ever been, at least in my lifetime, I've never seen that confidence out of people. You know, I definitely didn't go bragging around, you know, school on Monday morning, like how great church was on Sunday the night before. I didn't do that growing up. So I think that's pretty cool. And I do agree with you that it's all being ripped away. God is exposing a lot, and our children all across are so important, and it's like, we got to protect them.
Yeah. I think, it's interesting that I'll wait. Thank you, Paul. I'll wait on that. We'll come back to that. Okay, we'll come back to that. Episode 6. One of the places that you guys will see in the next episode is, yes, I'm talking about my testimony and some of the things that happened to me, but the thing that I want us to focus on this episode is when you have gone through trauma, big or small, doesn't matter the size, when there's something that has hit you and it's a staggering moment for you, it seems to be harder to embrace the blessing when we're on the other side of that. So like, if good things start to happen, it's hard sometimes to feel like I deserve it or I'm worth it because of the baggage of sometimes this trauma entails, right? And as I watched the episode back and I listened to part of it, I really wanted to drive home this place of, I mean, Carrie even says it in the episode. She's like, Becca, you're not going to see it when you're going through it. Right? You're going to see it on the other side of it. But I want us to understand that when we get on the other side of it and we look back at what we've overcome, your eyesight should have changed through it. And when you look back over it, you should be able to see where God was working, even when you thought he was not. You should be able to look back on it and go, oh my gosh, how did I not see how much healing God was giving me in that moment, right? And it's, I want us to get to that point because you guys, I really feel with everything that knows Jesus the way I do, that we are about to experience generational blessings in ways that we have never seen before, we've only heard about. Like, I believe that we will see the great wealth transfer. I truly believe that we are in those days and those times. Well, if we are still broken and hurting, I'm not going to be able to steward that blessing to the fullest blessing it could be because I'm trying to steward out of my hurt. So I felt like this episode was really just this place of saying, yeah, this next episode, guys, it's a little dicey. There's some stuff in there that, you know, it's going to make you stop and think. I want to caution you at the point of, I feel that part of that episode is for believers that have stories that they haven't told all of their story or people don't know part of their story. It's to help you prepare the way that the Lord wants you to share that story. I have a couple scriptures that as I was going over this last, you guys, I just, I can feel a heaviness right now. And I know it's not mine. So I know, like, and I'm sure Carrie's feeling it. She's like, why is Becca off? Like, there's something right, like, right? So I want to speak to it because I know that what I'm feeling right now is not mine, but it is for a listener who's going to come across this video. And you are at this place in your life where the Lord has literally laid out a road of blessings for you. Like, I can see this path. And it's just this one step after another. If you will just take those steps. But you're so fearful that when you step out, that rock is going to let loose. And I want you to know that Jesus is your rock in this season. Like, as you step out on that blessing, and you do things that you thought you weren't capable of, and you see God bless you, that is for you. He positioned you for that blessing. And you guys, I'm not, this isn't like for one person.
Yeah.
This is for a multitude of people who you have questioned your life. Of like, why would anyone listen to my story? Why would anyone be affected by what I have to say? And now the Lord is saying, but as you share that story, I'm going to bless every spot of that story that you share. And if you don't share that spot, then he can't bless it, right? So that's ultimately what I want us to get through and to understand is like, I'm not sharing anything that, oh, look at her, poor her. I'm sharing these things because I know on the other side of that, there's a blessing that God has. Mm-hmm. And it may not even be for me, but it may be for that girl who's sitting struggling and doesn't know how to move forward. For that mom who's found out something's happened to your daughter and you feel like you let the guard down. Mm-hmm. The Lord is there and he wants to be. He wants to be the one you run to in this season to bless you. Yeah. I wasn't expecting any of that. But I feel like this is that place of our nation has gone through so much unresolved trauma that so many now people are being blanketed with places of trauma that they didn't realize it was. And it's because it's been so catastrophic in our nation. Mm-hmm. And I want you guys to know that there's people who are on the other side of that saying, come through, because when you come through, there's a blessing on the other side of it.
Well, isn't that just perfect that we take hard things that you think are going to break you, and just by sharing that story, I can relate. You know what I mean? Like that person watching is going to see that and go, oh my gosh, A, I had no idea, you know, she went through that. B, I see the strength that she's gained from going through it. And now she understands me in a way that nobody else would have before. But you do have to follow those steps to get to the other side of it. You do have to have the acknowledgement. You do have to bring, you know, the Lord into it. You do have to ask for help. You do have to have forgiveness. But it doesn't mean it just goes away. You know what I mean? Like you get there, you're peeling back another layer. This is another layer of the trauma that you didn't even know. The reason it sparked that in you, our last episode, is because, again, super organic. We just fly by the seat of our pants. That felt natural and good for you. You didn't know what you were going to come against 16 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it's like, you're helping somebody. I'm helping somebody. And somebody out there is going to help us as well. You know what I mean? Like when we start getting that kind of feedback, we're going to feel that same thing. It's a process. It takes a village.
I think it's interesting that, you know, over the last couple of days, there's places of prayer and intercession and travail, all these different things. And, you know, after sharing the broadcast and then seeing it and then, you know, going back over and prayer over it. And one of the things I was asking the Lord was like, why is it that when we look back, we do see it differently and we do understand more. We do, you know, that hindsight is 20/20, like, right. That is so true in things. And, I just felt the Lord was like telling me, especially this morning, he was like, cause he was showing me parts of my story. And as he was going through, and the Lord will do this, he'll show me like snippets of my own life. Like, see, when you did this, it was cause of this, right? You know? Mm-hmm. And so this morning he was showing me decisions I had made and things I had done. And it was like, then he stopped me and he goes, but then I gave you the gift of discernment. And I just was like, oh my gosh, of course I would have missed it before, because when I was living in the world and doing the worldly things, and I'm not saying I'm perfect, like I'm still struggling. Like there's still everyday things that I struggle with, but it was this aha moment of, I didn't have the discernment to see it at that time. But now, because of that relationship with Jesus, because sitting in the prayer closet with him, because going to him, I have discernment now. And so it's like, if you are one that maybe, you know, you don't trust your gut decisions, like my gut would tell me something and I would do the opposite of what my gut said because I felt I could not trust my gut. Well, now I know that's because I don't have my armor on correctly. And when I walk in my armor and I have my armor on correctly, of course I trust my gut, because my belt of truth is my gut. And because my helmet is on, because my breastplate is on, I can trust my gut to do the right thing, not because of Becca, but because I've armed myself to walk through that thing.
Because you have welcomed the one person who can give you all of those things into whatever you're going through. Do you remember... if it was episode 3 or 4.5, I can't remember, or 4. You talked about how reading a scripture and then reading it 6 years later or 6 months later or whatever it is, right? We talked about how you see it differently. And I think that's part of this. This is the same thing. We're going to look back on things, especially traumatic, awful, life-changing altercations that happen in your life, because we all go through it. I think that's why you can look back and go, okay, in the moment, you know, I could have just ripped somebody to shreds. 10 years, 6 months, 5 days later, when you bring God into it and truly say, I need to know how to heal, you do look at things differently. And there are people that will tell you, and Becca, this might even be something someday you say, or maybe you say it now, it changed me for the better. It was hell, but it changed me for the better. That's hard.
I think too, like, one of the things the Lord has really been pressing on my heart is if he can't trust me to testify to the trauma, how can he trust me to testify to the blessing? And to me, that was like, oh, I'll testify then, because when the blessing comes, like, I will be screaming it from the mountaintops of, this is what God did. And God did it. God did it in his time, on his watch, on his dime, when he knew the timing of it. But again, it's like, how would he trust me to share that he did that for me if I'm not willing to trust him in the sharing of what he got me through?
You just, like, legit blew my mind. I'm not usually lost for words, but I'm having to sit with what you just said for a second. That's interesting.
And it's a play. And again, I think it's that place of stewardship. And I think that when we learn how to steward what the Lord gives us is when he gives us more. Be that money, be it friendships, be it relationships, be it businesses. Like, what are those things that we're really stewarding and believing God to move upon in us?
So wait, you're saying, I'm being a smart aleck here. So you're saying we have to walk the walk while we're asking for the things that we think are undeserving. Oh, okay. I get it now. So you can't just be lucky. You're saying that doesn't happen. Okay. Interesting.
Imagine that, right? Imagine, you know, that. And one of the things, like, I giggle to myself about is the Knitting the Nation book, Knitting Our Nation. That, when I go to that book and I read portions of that book, I literally am transported to the heavenlies. And when I say that, people are like, what do you mean? Like, because the amount of intercession that went in around that book, like, as soon as I pick it up, as soon as I start talking about it, you can feel the flow of the Father's heart, right? Now, why is Becca bringing this up? How is she going to tie this back in together? I'm bringing this up because that flow of the Father's heart, that place that he wants us to experience, that is the same place where the blessings are that we shun away from, right? If I'm ever going to get to that blessing point, I'm going to have to be able to understand the rhythm, the cadence of the Father, that way of you know, you can't come into cadence unless you're working together. Have you guys ever seen armies that march together in a cadence? It's beautiful. And you can hear them coming. They're not ninjas out there trying to be quiet and sneak up on you. They're saying, no, we're here. And we're making a noise for you to know that we're here. Like, that is part of our testimony. So when we're testifying of those things, I'm sending out a cadence call saying, you women who have gone through these things, let's come into one cadence and let other people know you're not, you guys, I just got Jesus chills all over my face, all over my legs. So there's someone who you've been in this place of questioning what the Lord is calling you to do, and you keep putting it up on the shelf and thinking you'll come back to it. But the Lord is saying, I have released the clarion call for you to take that thing off the shelf and now run with it. And I'm going to give you the support system that's going to come along with that blessing. I think sometimes we look at a blessing and we shun away from it, because it is going to take a support system. Some of the things that the Lord is going to bless us with is going to take a support system. I believe this for Rick and Carrie's business. Like, the Lord is going to bless that business in such a way, they're going to have to expand their employees because of the blessing. Well, how do we start to understand and steward that now and put those pillars in place?
So, okay. So intercession. Okay. Can you explain that to everybody? Because I know what it is now, but I didn't know 6 months ago when you were talking about it. I was like, what does she mean? I'm guessing it just means you guys are gathering. It's like a focus, like on a prayer. Can you kind of explain what that means to, say, somebody who doesn't go to church every day and doesn't understand it or whatever?
So when I was younger, you know, and people would talk about prayer, like, pray about it, right? I never connected to prayer because I didn't understand what they were saying. Like, and I believe that this is a tactic of the enemy. He does not want us to be able to plug into prayer, because once you plug into prayer, the next layer of prayer is intercession. The next layer is going, okay, now I'm getting used to talking to Jesus. Okay, so now I'm in my prayer room and I'm having prayer. I'm talking to Jesus. Then the next step, like this, and this is just how the Lord walked me through it. So all I'm sharing is how the Lord walked me through it. I was going every day. I was meeting Jesus and just talking to him. Then it was, okay, now I'm talking to him about my issues. And then it got to a place where it was like the Lord slowed me down. I would go in my prayer closet. I would go vomit on him for 15 minutes, and then I'd wait for 5 minutes for my answer. And the Lord was like, if you spoke to me for 15, why wouldn't you wait for me 15? And it hit me like, oh, well, maybe then instead of going to prayer with all my stuff, maybe I should wait first. So I walk us through that, because what happens is an intercession is in prayer, we go because we're going after what we're thinking, right? In intercession, I go and I just sit. I just sit. I'm not coming with anything. I'm not asking for anything. I'm sitting with the Father and I'm saying, Lord, what's on your heart today? Lord, who needs prayer today? Lord, where is your heart grieved today? And that really was taught to me through praying for our nation, because you guys, I thought I was losing my mind when I was going through knitting the nation. Like, there was times, like, literally the Lord had me lay the map out, crawl up on the map and sleep on the map one night. And I'm like, I am a girl in Vancouver. If someone comes into my house and sees me bawling all over this map of the United States, they're going to put me in a home. Like, something, like, this is not normal, right? But what he was doing is he was making my heart pliable to what his heart is pliable to. And the Lord loves this nation, and it breaks his heart to see how much sin we've come into agreement with.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So intercession, prayer is, I'm coming in and I'm getting mine. Mm-hmm. Intercession is, Lord, I'm putting mine to the side And I want to know what you need and how I can minister to you. Because if I intercede that way, all of a sudden my stuff gets answered. And I'm not even praying for my own stuff anymore. I'm interceding for the things after the Lord's heart. And as I'm seeking that, then the enemy doesn't have control over my mind, over my own stuff, right? And then you get so involved in what the Lord is showing you and that vision, you start letting go of your stuff. Your stuff isn't as important because what the Father is showing you is what is most important.
So the world would call that meditation. We don't call it that. What else, right? Like, love thy neighbor, pray for your enemies, all of those things that the Bible talks about. So it kind of, to me, sounds like it goes hand in hand, right? Like, don't just always pray for yourself or like your needs, because as a Christian, God-loving person, you should be just as concerned about everybody else as well. So I think that's a nice way to look at it, you know, too. Just perspective, that when you focus on just yourself, you know, you're a very selfish person, or you think of yourself, or you're like, me, me, me. This is an opportunity for you to be like, I do want these things. I want to do them in the way that you see fit and in your timing. But I also want to make sure that the people that I don't even know are being taken care of too. You know what I mean? Like that poor girl who's maybe gone through what Becca has gone through, or that mother or that father or whoever, whatever trauma, it affects more than just the person. It even affects the person that's doing it. How do we pray for somebody who just did the most despicable thing ever? Let me tell you, it ain't easy.
And you'll know that that's part of the healing process. And the only reason I say that is because in intercession, the Lord has literally shown me some of the people that I have interceded for. And when I say show, like, the Lord will show me pictures in front of my face sometimes. So like, everyone has a different type of gifting. That's one of the things the Lord will do. So he'll give me a little picture. And one of the times during intercession, it was made very clear that I was on death row and praying over serial killers. And I'm like, okay, Jesus, I didn't see that coming today. But again, it put a place in my heart going, well, who is praying for them if it isn't going to be me? Who is asking that before they get pulled out of this world, that they go through deliverance and they meet Jesus? And that they understand that there's a place of forgiveness even for them that I don't even understand. But if God has asked me to pray for those people, as much as I don't agree with it, I'm going to obey what God puts on my heart, right? And so that's that place of trust, prayer, and being strategic through prayer. Because that's the other thing with intercession. Like, if God is showing you something and having you pray for something, he will be very strategic on how to pray and what to pray. And I know Carrie and I both have witnessed that and heard that even in our prayer time when we've been praying and interceding over things. Mm-hmm. Because there's times where stuff will come out of my mouth and I'm like, that was Jesus. Like,
well, how about this podcast? I know I talked about it in our first episode, but this is not my, what I thought my thing was. I thought, like you just talked about, like, I am not good enough. Who wants to hear me blah, blah, blah. And it just flew out of my mouth one day before I could like take it back. You heard it. And I was like, I just committed to something that literally makes my skin crawl. You know what I mean? But we prayed about it a ton. We did it. Becca has walked me through it. And for the most part, I've been really okay, like watching it back and going, oh, that was, I mean, I just stopped focusing on the things I thought I would focus on, which is like, oh, well, there's two things I didn't stop focusing on, but I'm working on them.
We're a work in progress.
We're a work in progress. But before, when God puts things on your heart, sometimes you don't know why. You know what I mean? They're very unexplainable things that happen. And like Becca has such a gift to where, I do remember when I first met you, I thought, oh my gosh, this chick is a little bit too much for me, because you were so open about the things that you would like hear and see. And I've only always thought like, I have intuition. Like that's why I feel like God can speak to me. I don't get the, hey, I woke up in the night and he was at the foot of my bed. And I don't get that. I don't get words, you know, like just dropped into my ear, like out of nowhere. I don't get any of those things yet. Maybe I will. I get that intuition, but we all have some sort of gift. It's whether you're open to receiving like what God has given to you and like how to use it. And you know, I don't know. I mean, this could touch a million trillion people. And I would have been like, see, that's why you don't get in front of what God has planned for you. And he's still working on me doing this, right? He's saying, Carrie, you're out there saying God made me in this perfect image, yet you pick apart everything about you. Or, you know, I want to throw you on the biggest stage. Okay, this isn't a huge stage, but people can see me and they, right? So I'm throwing myself in a situation that does not make me comfortable. But if I crawl back into that safe little hole, then my blessing will not come, because I said to God, hey, here's the thing. I actually know better than you. And this isn't really for me. This isn't my realm. I'm going to fail. I'm going to do all those like self-negative talk. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like all that stuff. So it's important to take the time to, whether it's a prayer closet or your bedroom, just a minute where you're by yourself and you're not praying for yourself, but you are actually thinking of all those people in your life and some of the people that aren't in your life, but you've got to be quiet and listen.
I think too, that it's interesting, that, you know, we talk about this place of the generational curses and then those generational blessings. And quite literally, I seen that this weekend. I was able to go and pray for a couple, and my daughter was with me. During this prayer session, there were things that were released that only God would have known. It was only God would have known those things. And so those things came out, and they came out like, this is, thank you, Father. If God reveals it, it's because he's healing it. And so that's the, like, this is that place. And so even when we walked in, I, you know, sat everyone down. It's like, okay, look, this isn't about being uncomfortable, but I want everyone to know that this is a safe place. And if God brings something up while we're praying, he's revealing it to heal it. Right. Now, how is any of this a generational blessing? Well, I left there and my daughter later called me and she said, Mom, wow, it was amazing to see God use you and you stand in your gifting. Some of our blessings are not monetary. And we need to know that's a generational blessing. Here, my grandmother, an orphaned lady, right? She was an orphan, to now me, my daughter, going in literally in warfare with me and praying over this couple and seeing God through her mom. That is a blessing that I will never forget or walk away from. Was it monetary? Nope. Was it something that everybody will know what happened in that room? Nope. No, it could never be duplicated. It could never be anything. But we all walked away blessed from a moment where God showed up and said, I know you're in the middle of devastation, but I am in the devastation with you. And on the other side of this, I'm going to walk you out onto the blessing.
And whoever was in that room doesn't even see. They hear your words. They're like, oh, I felt something. We know that the Holy Spirit was here. We know. Okay, check, check, check. But you haven't even seen the big piece of that coming out, right? I mean, it's like, that's awesome for you that you walked away and you felt like, okay. But you saw it immediately because your journey is a little further along than that person who's in the thick of it right now. And I know we'll get into this in more episodes because we have not lived a charmed life, Becca and I. So we have,
I mean, it's hard to believe, but
we're told, I'm sure the vibe we've given off. But I say that because, we can look back now on those things and we do understand, the blessings that have come through it. Even when you talk about, you know, Rick and I's business, you know, I swore on everything that I could swear on that I would never, ever get into business again, because I don't feel like I'm equipped for it. You know, I'm just more of a person who needs control and it's scary to me. And when it costs you everything financially, you put up walls on it. So, I'm in the thick of it right now where I'm trying to figure out, did I listen to God? And I'm like, okay, that doesn't come from God. So then I get on the phone, I talk to Becker, I talk to my parents, and they're like, it would have never happened if it wasn't for God to do for you. I'm in the thick of it, guys. So I hope and pray that in a few short months, I get back on here and go, hey, guess what? It was totally worth like the letting go and not trying to control that situation, because look at now, you know what I mean? Like, look at now where I am. So whoever is going through whatever in their life right now, whether it be job, whether it be a relationship, whether it be your children, whether the world in general just tends to get you down, there's a reason you're in that place right now. Don't feel good, but you're there for a reason. And when you come out of it, if you just trust what we're saying works, there's a whole book that says it's true. So just because we're saying it doesn't mean that there isn't something to back it up. Like, that Bible will tell you everything you need to know on how to get through things. You've got to just trust it.
Well, and it's that place of, again, telling each other, get in your word, because what you read and how you understand it is going to be a different perspective than what I understand it. But then when we've both read the same stuff and we can come back and we can talk about that chapter, that's that place of going, oh my gosh, I didn't see that. Thank you for pointing that out to me, because now I have even more revelation on what I'm going through, what is happening around me.
Well, and that's why Bible study exists. Well, maybe not why, but I'm saying that's a benefit of it, right? You sit in the room, everyone's reading and studying the same thing. And then they say, all right, Becca, what did you get from that? I will bet that it's almost all the time different. You know what I mean? It's just different.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm throwing this out there. I mean, maybe one of the things we're supposed to do is a Bible study, Carrie. Maybe that's why it's even coming up. You know what I mean? Maybe there's one episode a week where, okay, we're going through this Bible study and this is what we're reading this. You know what I mean? Like, this is, we're going to have to pray on that.
So right as I was saying that, that was that thing again where I say it and then I'm like, ugh. But I was just thinking, maybe like every episode we spend 15 minutes and we read a scripture and then we talk about what you and I saw differently. And then the folks watching can pull up that scripture and then maybe we get some feedback from it.
How do you see that scripture? What do you download when you hear that scripture?
Love it.
I have some scripture up in front of us and I want to share some of these passages talking about the blessing and understanding, you know, how to embrace that blessing, right? And I know in one of the episodes, Carrie and I, we talked about, you know, the king that welcomed his son, took off his ring and put the ring on him and wrapped his robe around him, right? That is how God gives us blessings. It is a wraparound blessing. Like, I really, really believe with everything in me, like, these blessings that God is about to bestow on his children are those wraparound blessings. It's going to be a legacy blessing, a generational blessing. This place where the enemy has come in and he has literally stolen for generations from families, like the Lord is ending that. That's not going to be happening anymore. And so I want us to be able to stand on scripture and know how to embrace the blessing, because you guys, this is not, I know people are listening to this and going, oh my gosh, I don't even know what she's saying. Like, how hard could it be to embrace something good happening? Wait till something good starts happening to you and then you're running from it. Like, you know what I mean? So here are some of the scriptures. Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So that place of how I measure riches, remove that and show me the riches of glory in Jesus. Mm-hmm. That needs to be my measuring stick. Okay. Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. What does countenance mean? That means like, let me, as I'm walking out, let there be a light, a countenance, a filter, right, on me that draws people to me so I can show them Jesus, so they can meet Jesus through me.
Love it.
Last one, James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Carrie literally just talked about this, right? Is from above. Coming down from the Father of lights, where whom there is no variation of shadow due to change. So that's telling me that the blessing is going to be so bright, and it's gonna, and even the change that it brings, there's not going to be a shadow that can be hidden where that blessing's going to get stolen from me. This is that place of saying, I'm going to be light. I'm going to walk in light. And if darkness is in my way, it's either going to get out of the way because it doesn't want to be exposed, or it's going to be shown on. That is part of truly stepping in and walking in those blessings, saying, hey, yeah, we shine some light over here on this trauma I went through, but now look that it's lit up. Now we can have this discussion. Now we can see each other who's in that trauma, and we can bless each other together going forward.
Oh, so I think we tend to hide. You know, we tend to hide. It could be whatever we went through is just debilitating, or it was so hard that you don't want to go revisit it. Or we're trying to put on this front, you know, to everybody, like, my life is perfect. Everything is peachy keen over here. And if I rip that Band-Aid off and I let you in, there's a lot that could go wrong. But there's a lot that could go right. A lot more that could go right. And I think if you're secure in yourself, you're secure in your relationship with Christ, I feel like you can expose all those things because you went through it, you got through it for a reason, and testifying to somebody that you are okay after going through something pretty horrible, I think it speaks a lot. And that's super scary. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I told you before, like, I'm always 90%, and I'm really working on being that 100%. And I'm only 90% because of trauma. It's not the big things. It's actually the small things that have created this block that I put up, you know, that protection. But I feel like I'm a perfect example of what that feels like to go through it. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm still not there. Becca, you're so much further along to be able to share some of those things that I kind of can't wait to get there. I'm not scared of it. I'm leery of it. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. I'm leery of what I'll feel or what someone might think of me, or will it jar things back up for me? And that's scary. You know what I mean? But I think we can work through it together.
And that's that place of like, the Lord is truly giving us a different support system than we've ever had in the past. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, look at friendships that have changed over the last few years. Even, you know, my daughter and her mother-in-law going with me yesterday to this, to pray, you know, like your support, our support system is changing to that support system. Thank you, Father. I can see what I'm seeing right now is like a changing of the guards and a changing of the times. And it's like, there's been these structures of, unsupported support systems. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm seeing the Lord just remove those and put us into truly supported kingdom systems, not worldly systems, but kingdom systems where we're sitting and we're going, hey, we're struggling at work today and we can't get anything to work this way. And all of a sudden everyone's like, well, then let's just pray for 5 minutes. And then all of a sudden it's shifting everything. Like, could you imagine living in a world where our first reaction was, if it's not coming together, let's pray about it, instead of torturing ourselves?
Oh my gosh. Or just, could you, I just, that is so hard of a concept for me to even like grasp. Because you can do it on individual, or you could do it with a friend, but an entire company, like, holy wow.
Well, and here's those places that, and maybe this is part of prayer strategy that we need, is to be praying for those companies that are emerging, and that's part of their culture, and that's what they stand on, mm-hmm. are those prayer in the conference room, right? Like, my daughter, she laughs at me, like, I want to have a prayer bar. And people are like, say, huh? What are you talking about, Becca? And I'm like, I want a prayer bar that is like a little horse trailer, it's got anointing oils in it, and people can go in there, and just like an alcoholic will go to a bar and sit and talk to a bartender about their issues, I want to be the one that's sitting there listening to them and then giving them a tool to take home and go, guess what? I'll be here next week too. You need prayer again? Come back. Let me give you another tool, right? So what are those businesses out there that are trying to get kingdom in the forefront of America? Like, let's be praying for those kingdom businesses.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I feel good now about the leeway into like next episode, like that place of understanding blessing, getting on the other side of it. Know that the quality of the video is a little bit,
it's a little sus. Yeah.
But I think again, it's part of that place, and I've got to go figure out if I can fix it. I think I muted out a part of the video. Like, it's rough, guys. I'm just going to say, but again, I think that that's us being vulnerable, showing that it's not going to be perfect. It's usually in the imperfect examples that we find the thing that we needed the most. So I just am believing that podcast broadcast that every other podcaster would look at and go, why are you posting that?
But you're
we
right.
Know why.
Yeah, but you're right. No, you're totally right, because this can also be explained in the same way that I said to you, like, this is not my schlick, right? But it's like, I'm being called for a reason, and it's very imperfect.
Yeah. I love it. I love all of it. All right. So this has episode 3.5, 4.5, something
like
that?
Yeah, let's do that.
We're just a 0.5.
It's a 0.5 of something.
It's a 0.5 of something. Let's pray out real quick. So dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the communication that went forth today, that Father, that the ears that listen to this broadcast and the eyes that see this broadcast, that Father, there's areas of deliverance that happens. There's other areas of impartation, of understanding what discernment is, Father, and a strengthening that goes forth for your children, Father, to let them know that there is power in their testimony. And that once that testimony of the hard stuff is also shared, the testimony of the blessing is what is anchoring it in. We thank you for it. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. This has been another episode of Colliding Conversations, Changing Perspectives, Damage Free.